the terrific Tuesday teleclass for Tuesday, August the 26th. And I'd like to say welcome. And as always, I am so thrilled that you're here. I value your time. Time is that awesome, precious commodity that we can never replace. And I'm excited that you're here on the call and we're ready to get started on this terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carla McNeil, and I would like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes, and we're going to dive right in. If you have a comment or a question as we're going along today, please do jump right in, or you can send me an email if you're too shy to say it live. My email is Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at retirewithcarla.com. Or you could, well, I guess not during the teleclass, but my direct number, my phone where I answer the phone, is 778-835-4032. I'd love to hear from you, whether by email or by telephone, how you're enjoying the terrific Tuesday teleclasses, and let me know what you like best about them. And if you have a suggestion, something that you would like to hear, something you would like to talk about, please do send it in. I'd be more than happy to consider any requests. So I'm going to dive right in. This terrific Tuesday teleclass has been brought on by a whole whack of events that have happened to me over the last week. And so my question for you is, do you have stinking thinking? Did you know that your future actually lies in the words that you use? And I know that as human beings, many of us are definitely guilty. I'm putting up my hand right now. Put up your hand if this is you. Do you have stinking thinking? Now, it may not be that you have it all the time. You may just have it occasionally. But your future is in your words. And we think in words. We create those pictures in the words that we use in our brain. And life is experienced in abundance, and we have abundance of words. Mother Nature, she's out there. I'm looking out here right now. I see an abundance of trees, grass, seeds. Everything is in abundance. And our words are exactly the same. When you take a look at the vocabulary of a regular human being, we don't use all the words that are out there for us. I mean, take a look at the dictionary. How thick is that dictionary? So things are in abundance. And so we have all these different words that we can choose from that create the thinking that we have. And the words determine what we think. Now, what do you mean by that, Carla? How can words determine what you think? Well, so many of us have this chaos in our brain. And for many years, I didn't believe I could control my thoughts. And then I got introduced to this world of personal development. And just, I remember the first time I sat down with my friend Fran, and she was attempting to explain this to me, and I just didn't get it. I had a headache. And she kept saying, "But Carla, you want to use the words to make that headache go away. So tell yourself, I am headache free." I looked at her and I said, "Fran, I've got a headache. How can I say I'm headache free? I got a headache." I just didn't get it. So it's not that I'm discounting the fact that I had the headache. It's I'm speaking that future into my brain, and I'm controlling the story. So what I really wanted to be was headache-free, because it really was a pain. So when I finally got the concept of speaking your future into existence, your future lies in the words you use, whatever words you use to say that phrase to yourself, I found that the more I practiced it, the more it actually worked for me. And so many of us have that chaos in our brain and we think we can't control it. And in some cases, we can be very, very controlled by the words. So I'm going to say the word elephant. And what did you immediately picture in your brain? I bet you it was an elephant. So if I say to you, don't think about a giraffe, what are you thinking about? I'll bet you anything, it's got a pretty long neck. We can control the story in our mind. It's not necessarily something that comes to everyone easily. To me, it was something that came through doing something over and over and over and over again. And I go to the story about when I first realized that I needed to make a change. My friend Fran had a terrible time drilling that idea into my head. So I stood at that bus stop and I controlled what I was thinking. Now, a woman would go by me and I go, oh, yuck, isn't that a horrible combination of clothing to wear? And I go, nope, that's not where I'm going. I'm controlling my thoughts. So I made that conscious decision every time somebody walked by to find something positive. So, okay, I may not have liked the way that woman put that outfit together, but boy, she sure had a beautiful smile. And then someone else would come along. Now I'm concentrating. Now I'm controlling my thoughts. I'm controlling my words. And I go, oh my God, doesn't that guy ever comb his hair? No. Can't go there. And I'd take a look and I'd say, wow, did that guy ever do a good job of polishing his shoes? So it was controlling my own thoughts and controlling the words that I was using and taking control over that chaos in my mind. Here's a quote I'd like to share with you. We cannot always control our thoughts, but we can control our words. And repetition impresses the subconscious, and we are then master of the situation. That's a quote from Jane Fonda. And so what happened for me was it was something I was repeating. I was using that repetition. And I stood at that bus stop in the morning when I went to slave camp and in the afternoon when I came home from slave camp. Every day, twice a day. So that repetition started me down the road of controlling my words and just exactly what I was saying, thinking, and creating. Because we frame that thinking by the words we hear. And the words that we hear, whether it be standing at a bus stop and listening to the conversation that's going on beside us, those conversations and those words impact us way more than we realize. What are we actually allowing to come through? What are we picking up? What are we listening to? What are we depositing into our brain, into our thoughts? What are we surrounding ourselves with every day? Now, for me, I had to continuously practice, repeat over and over and over again. My example at the bus stop and choosing the specific words, choosing to say, wow, what a beautiful smile. Wow, what shiny shoes. Wow, that's a gorgeous briefcase. Anything along those lines, I did that over and over and over and over again. And it was that practice. And pretty soon, those other thoughts weren't coming in. Like, remember that one? Oh, God, doesn't that guy ever comb his hair? Those thoughts started to become less and less. So we're gonna have to make a choice. We have to make quality decisions. Or are we going to choose to stay in the stinking thinking? The stinking thinking gets us them stinking results. Because our habits are a result of our thinking. So if you decide to think continue along the stinking thinking. Oh no, I'm too tired to brush my teeth today. I'm not going to do that. And you take that and you make that a habit. And you do that over and over and over again. Pretty soon, you're having to go to the dentist, and not only you got stinking thinking, but you probably got stinking breath to go along with it. It's that choice, that making that quality decision. For me, I had to really ride myself standing there at the bus stop, because my habit was to use the words that were not empowering. Today, I work very hard, and I am constantly on the watch for the words that I use. And my belief is that when we put that effort in, that it comes back to us continuously. And one of the really great ways of working hard is by the use of affirmations. And I personally have a very long list of affirmations that I say to myself every single solitary morning. I am a champion. I am a change agent. I am a champion by birthright. I achieve what I believe. Those are some of my affirmations. So if you're looking for some affirmations, what I'd like you to do is to send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com, and in the subject line put in affirmations, and I will send you a list. I will send you a list of the affirmations that I say to myself every morning, because they work. When I take a look at the affirmations that I have that I repeat, one of them says, I am a great author. Another one is, I am a motivational speaker. And what am I doing today? Oh my gosh, I'm doing the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Now, when I started using that affirmation, a year and a half ago, I had no idea what it was going to look like. But now today, that affirmation is true. I am a motivational speaker. Oh my gosh. And I write those articles that go along with these teleclass, and there I'm now a published author. The affirmations do come true, because what you do with your affirmations in the power of those words that you choose to say is you are speaking your future into existence. The words are just a habit, and you can change them, because like anything else, it's just a process. I'm always going back to learning how to ride that bike. Learning how to ride a bike was pretty important to me as a kid. So that's a pretty impactful occurrence for me. So it's a process. It's learning how to ride a bike. It's learning how to brush your teeth. It's learning how to operate a computer. They're all just a process. An example that I use on a daily basis. Many, many times as you go through your day, someone asks you, so how are you doing? How are you today? Oh, and most of the cases you hear, oh, I'm fine. Oh, not bad. Oh, today's Friday. Yay. So I made a choice to watch my words and to speak powerful words. So for many years, in fact, too many years, according to some of my friends, if you asked me how I was, I said, if I were any better, I'd be twins. Now that puts a smile on my face even today when I say it. Then I decided I need to take it up a notch. My coach, John DeLemme, he talks about using the power words, making that future come into existence. Now, ask me how I am, and I say, absolutely fabulous. It doesn't matter if I was out walking the dog in the morning and she wrenched and my shoulder's hurting. Doesn't matter. It's always a choice. It's always a choice to put that smile on your face, look at the person right in the eye, and say the words, absolutely phenomenal. In many, in a couple of my circles of friends and acquaintances, I've noticed that, oh yeah, you're that absolutely fabulous woman. And I go, absolutely. Because I'm choosing to say those words. And when you choose to say those words on a regular basis, that feeling starts to get inside of you. Because you can't say absolutely fabulous over and over and over again and be glum and be grumpy. It just doesn't work. So I'm going to put out a challenge to you. I'd like you to either phone me on my phone, 778-835-4032, or you can send me an email. I want you to test me. Call me anytime. Ask me how I am. Email me anytime. Ask me how I am. And you will get an answer that is very similar to, if not exactly, absolutely fabulous. Because it is just a choice. It's always a choice which words you say. Another quote, your life is what your thoughts make it. And that's by the great Marcus Aurelius. Our thinking, our words need to line up with the desires that we have for our own life. So if you're going around and you're constantly saying, I'm broke, stop and think. Is that where you want to be? Is that a powerful word to use? Yes, it is, if you want to continue on that stinking thinking. If you want to be financially free and live the life you dream of, then no. Those are not good words to use. So when we're talking and when we're thinking and when we're using our vocabulary, we're saying the words, what we want to do is we want to state the behavior that we want. So we need to be very conscious of the words that we're choosing. So I go back to my example of my friend Fran, and I am headache free. But then I took it a step further a number of years later, by the time I finally got that concept ingrained. And now I'm healthy. I am perfectly healthy. I am wonderfully, I'm absolutely healthy. So it's stating the behavior that we want. One of my great ones is talking to my niece about the word remember. And I want her to remember my birthday. I'm not going to tell her, now, River, don't forget my birthday. Because what I'm saying is forget. That's the word I'm choosing to use. Instead, I'm saying, River, please remember my birthday. Because I love it when you call me and sing happy birthday on the phone. I save that for weeks and listen to it over and over again. Because I'm also then choosing to allow her words to empower me. One of the ways that this really, really came home to me was when I became a dog owner. And we have a great dog. Her name is Snorkel. She's a Black Lab Great Dane cross. And when you're training a dog, like we had no idea. So my husband and I immediately, we went out and we took lessons. Because we didn't know how to train a dog, so we took lessons. And we learned the very powerful message of using the words for the behavior we want. So can you imagine saying to your dog, we'll just call her Snorkel, Snorkel, don't stand there, stand over here. Snorkel, don't lay there like that. Snorkel, don't run across the road. We use the words for the behavior that we want. Just sit. She responds very well to that one. Down, again, she responds very well to that one. Wait. She responds very well to that one. So if you're a parent and your child is in danger, and your child is about to run out on the street and chase a ball, and you can see a car coming that your child cannot see, what are the words you're going to holler? You're not going to holler, "Don't run out into the street." You're going to holler, "Stop!" Because that's the behavior you want. So when it comes to those critical situations, you're going to use the behavior, the words for the behavior that you want. You definitely want your child stopping and not running out onto the street after that ball. The other very, very powerful way to use the words is to delete the negative words. So, using the word "remember" instead of "don't forget." So the "don't" is a negative word. There are words that to you will have a negative connotation. To others, they may not. Those are the words that you need to identify and eliminate those words from your vocabulary. And you can tell by your own feelings. When you say the word, you know, it doesn't feel good. It may just have simply been something that happened when you were a kid. What we need to do is we need to stay focused on that daily habit of listening to our own words. Sometimes we need to do that internal digging. Sometimes things come to us very quickly and we understand. But sometimes when things just aren't going right, there's where you're going to be using those negative words. When you get back and revert back to all of those old patterns and habits that you had as a kid. One of the things that you can do is you can get a recorder and you can listen to yourself. Now, you could take that recorder and you could listen to yourself every day, and you could just let it run every day. Personally, I found that a bit too much. So one of the things that you can do is you can get that recorder, and before you're going to go to bed tonight, or before you're going to, you know, you're going to sit down and you're going to relax, and into the recorder, tell the story of your day. So it'll be like an audio journaling. Just tell the story of your day. And I want you to relax when you're doing this. And I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to start at the beginning of your day. Well, I got up this morning. I walked the dogs. Nothing very interesting happened this morning. It was kind of cold. I had to wear my hat and my toque. And I had gloves on, for Pete's sakes. August in Vancouver. So, and then when you listen back to that, you will hear the words that you're choosing to use. And that could be very telling. Or you could be turning around and giving yourself a great pat on the back, because you are choosing powerful, positive, abundant words. Your past is not your potential. In any hour, you can choose to liberate your future. That's a quote by Marilyn Ferguson. Minute by minute, hour by hour, we can choose what words we say, what words we use. Do you have stinking thinking? Do you want to continue to have stinking thinking if you do? Our future lies in those words that we actually use every single day. And what we listen to, if you're out there listening to that negative news every night, stop and think. Take a look. Take a listen. Are they talking about anything that's positive? Are they talking about something that actually is going to impact on your life? Do you really need to know about a murder that's happening somewhere? Will your life go on nicely if you don't know that? Yes, it will. Now, if it's something that's happening in your own neighborhood that you really do need to know, that you need to be aware, somebody will tell you. You will have that conversation with someone. You will know what you need to know. But you don't necessarily have to take in all that negative information every single day. So we need to make those quality decisions, or we're going to continue with that stinking thinking. Remember, if you want a list of my affirmations, you can send me an email and I will send them to you. That's Carla@retirewithcarla.com. The words that we use are simply a habit. And like learning anything else, like developing any other habit, we can choose to develop the habit of using powerful, powerful, positive words. Stating the behavior that we want, deleting those negative words, staying focused on the daily habit of choosing our words, because we cannot always control our thoughts, but we can control our words. And repetition impresses the subconscious, and we are then the master of the situation. Jane Fonda. So please send me an email. Let me know what you like best about this teleclass tonight. I'd love to send you my affirmations. I'd love you to take me up on the challenge. So I'd like to open the lines right now and find out if anyone out there has any questions or any comments. I have an email here from Wendy. And Wendy asks if there is any particular type of recorder that I recommend. And I just say go to your local electronics store, a Best Buy, the Source here in Canada, Radio Shack, anything along those lines. What you want to do is you want to get something that is fairly small so that you can pack it with you wherever you go. And then it's easy to take with you and it's very portable. So I hope that assists you in making that decision. There's a lot of quality out there. You can spend a lot of money or you can spend a little bit of money. It really depends on how much you plan on using it and put it into your computer, but load it onto your iPod and make it easier to listen to. Either way. So thank you very much for attending tonight's terrific Tuesday teleclass. And remember to have fun out there while you're deleting that stinking thinking. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.